This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Well, time now for a check on the financial markets. And a little earlier, I spoke to Joe Saluzzi of Themis Trading in New Jersey. He told me the price of oil has lifted slightly today, but it's still hovering near lows not seen for more than a decade.
West Texas oil was $36, was up 1%. But what's interesting, actually, is Brent, I guess the European oil side, is kind of at parity now with West Texas, which normally it runs around $5 higher. And I think what's happening, some people were talking about how the U.S. is going to start exporting oil soon, so it may kind of change the relationship between the two. But either way, they're both really low.
Wall Street, though, has rallied across the board. It certainly seems as though investors have a bit more of a positive sentiment, even though the GDP figures weren't amazing, were they?
They were slightly better than expected at 2% annualized, which is still pretty anemic growth when you look at it, I guess, but relative to some other countries, it's good. To others, it's bad. But, you know, we're in a market now, some people like to refer to it as the Santa Claus rally, where you kind of got last week of the year, where it's very light volume. It's kind of easy to push them around. And toward it, to the end of the day, we did get one of these tariff scares, which was turned out to be false, and the market sold off slightly on that. So what that told me was that it's still very, very headline-driven, and that you could get a volatile move at any point during the day over the next week, especially if volume is light.
And also inflation, it seems as though the lid's being kept on that. What do you think that will mean for any decisions over interest rates as far as the Federal Reserve is concerned?
Yeah, they've been fighting to try to get more inflation. There's a number called the core PCE, which is what they really look at. And today it came in at 1.4%. They'd like to see that number closer to 2%. So I still think they're going to raise rates next year. I think that they've decided now they want to do it. And Chairwoman Yellen has a much different philosophy, I think, than Ben Bernanke did. And she's going to do some tough stuff, I believe, which means that there will be rate rises next year regardless, unless we get some really bad economic data. You know, what that does to inflation numbers, you know, we'll see. Does it cap growth? I don't know. You're still looking at extraordinarily low interest figures, you know, relative historically to the averages.
And that was Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow ended up 1% at 17,417. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.8% at 60.83. Gold is trading at $1,072 an ounce. In February, New York light crude oil was up 66 cents at $36.47 a barrel.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the BBC World Service. For more, download Business Matters, where the big stories and trends of the day are discussed by contributors in Asia and North America. You can listen to it over breakfast or on your way to work.